Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Unmask and Identify Radio. I am your host, Jeray Speaks, where we talk about faith, life, marriage, and everything that surrounds our purpose. So make sure that you get your favorite beverage and a pen and a notepad as we dive into today's topic. I look forward to hearing from you guys and also to push you where God has purpose for your life. Welcome to the discussion on Unmask and Identify Radio. Good evening, you guys, and welcome to another session of Unmask and Identify Radio. Tonight we're going to be talking about healing from mother wounds, and this comes from a deep place. You know, a lot of times we recognize that we have holes and voids in our heart, right? And a lot of times some things from our past can damage us in a way where it leaves us broken, it leaves us muzzled, it leaves us feeling some type of way. And oftentimes we can be hindered. We don't know sometimes how to open up or how to let go of the betrayal of a parent. But I want to encourage you guys on this evening that even though you may be tired, you may be worn, you may be giving up on some things, never give up on your faith. Do not give up on allowing God to get into that deep-seated place and allow him to heal you. I want to also start off with a word of prayer before we move forward. So we're just going to go all out. Dear Heavenly Father, we commit our ways unto you tonight. We are thankful for even having the mindset to come and ask you to help heal our hearts from these wounds that we have experienced by the hands of our mother. We ask, Father God, that freedom will reside right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and that you will begin to pour into us as we begin to pour out our hearts to you, O God, concerning, Father God, these voids, Father God, where mothers have left in the heart of their children, O God. We bind, Father God, the adversary, which is the enemy. We bind every portal that is open, Father God, to us, Father God, that has not been committed, Father God, into your will for our lives, O God. We cast all of our cares on you, knowing that you are able, Father God, to redeem us, Father God, knowing that you are able, Father God, to consume every fear of doubt, O God. We lay everything on the altar before you, O God, and we extend, Father God, grace into our mothers, O God, knowing that you, Father God, can patch up and heal, Father God, everything, Father God, from our past. Pull the hurt up from the root, O God. Take captive every thought, Father God, that will try to go against everything, Father God, according to your word, Father God. You said that we are supposed to hold every thought captive that tries to go against the knowledge of you, O God. So right now, heal us where we are. Mark us safe in you, Father God, as we move forth in healing on tonight, O God. Oh, we just ask that you saturate this place, O God. Saturate it with your love, with your peace, O God. And Father God, we admonish you on tonight to set this place in us free, O God. So right now, I just want to talk to you guys about wounds from a mother. All wounds do not look the same. All wounds are not marked the same. You can have a wound that could be healing but not whole yet. You can have surface, you know, wounds that may not be all that, you know, bad, that might just need prayer. But for those that are in a time right now that need direct healing from a pain that you cannot get out of, you know, sometimes we need God to come in and just to free us wholeheartedly. Sometimes we can read books, we can journal, but there's nothing like God stepping into that place and healing us. I can speak from a personal perspective. I did not have the closest relationship growing up with my mother, and I sometimes despised the very ground that she walked on because I always thought that she chose ministry over me, or that she chose a direct path over me, or that certain things should not have happened to me. But I want to let you know, when you grow into a certain area and space in your life and you begin to mature in God, you begin to let things go. And as I start thinking about stuff, I had to let it grow out of the area of my heart. Yes, I said grow out of the area of my heart because it was keeping me stagnant. It was keeping me from a place of healing. It was keeping me from a place where I knew I should not be anymore. And as time went on, I still had to allow myself to heal and still am healing from some things. A lot of times we can get caught up and just want to be set free all the way completely without digging, you know, ourselves out of the miry clay. We got to allow God to do some healing. And that healing sometimes can take time. It can take years to heal depending on how deeply that seed is rooted in our past. You know, we got to learn how to exchange solidarity in things. We got to commit to a lot of stuff that sometimes we're not willing in the flesh to go into. But when we get into that secret place in God and begin to heal all the way, we are allowed to get into that place where God is shifting us and he is walking. I want you guys to think of a time where you weren't free in your mind, in your past, in that relationship with your mom. If you have been free, think about how that used to make you feel. And think about how you can use that pain for purpose in God. Think about how God healed you for those that are healed already and for those that are becoming healed in the place that you are in your relationship with your mother. Think about how God has guided you in that place. Think about how you had to cry, you had to shift your mind, and you had to allow God to go into that hidden place. Now think about how you can choose to allow that place that used to harm you. Think about how you can allow that to minister to somebody. See, I wasn't always in this place of just coming on to a broadcast, right, and allowing my past situation to speak volumes to somebody else's life. I was stuck in a depressive state. I was stuck in a suicidal mindset. I was stuck in a place where nothing else mattered because I just wanted the love of my mother. And I would do anything. I would sit and I would just be like, God, I don't understand why we can't coincide together. Lord, I don't understand how come this could not happen. But guess what? Some things literally had to break inside of me in order for it to break inside of the things that God is doing in my life today. And I want to encourage you guys. Sometimes you have to allow things to break. Everything is not going to look clean concerning the relationship between you and your mother. Everything is not all, oftentimes is not always going to come at the expense of severing the relationship. Sometimes you need distance. Sometimes you need space. And oftentimes you can be so angry, right, to where the very sight could just make you angry because you remember what they did. But guess what? Do not allow what took place in the past to hinder your healing. I'm going to speak from a personal place. At the age of 11, I was raped. I spoke about this with my mom, got the courage to speak about this thing with my mother at the age of 12. She then proceeded to send me off to my sister. Now, I don't know if she didn't believe me, if she was trying to safeguard me or whatever, but at that time I felt disposed, for the lack of a better word. I felt like I was thrown away. I felt like the courage that I had to muster up to get to that place, I felt as though that should have been a time where healing took place. Even at the young age of 12, this was back in 1994, and I thought about some stuff. And when you think about stuff that hinders you from a young age to your adulthood, I had to really sit and think about, you know, what was and what wasn't. And when you are healing from mother wounds, sometimes your past can hinder you, but you have to look at the objective going to happen now. You got to allow God to come in and deal with that pain. You got to allow God to come in and deal with that scar. Because guess what? It happened, yes. It bruised you, yes. But the only person that can heal it and stop the hindrance, one, God can heal it. Two, you can stop the hindrance. Three, you can allow the devil to not even be in that area no more, because he's the one person that will come in and mark territory in you from your past and keep reminding you of what was. So it's time that you deal with these things concerning your mother, because oftentimes we hear a lot of things about wounds from other areas in our lives. But the wounds that you need to really reconcile is the ones that scream the loudest in the silent places. You got to really, really mature and allow God to speak love and peace to those cold areas in your life. Cold areas in your lives are the ones that you like to hide, are the ones that you like to not discuss, because they hurt. And when you are hurt and bruised, you can put on a smile easily and say, you know what, nothing triggers me, nothing bothers me. But then when you are at home alone and you are engaging with things that come to torment you, because the enemy comes to do that when you're all alone, when you don't have a set time to pray, when you are in the dark places in your life that you wish you never had to go through, right? You cry. You battle with depression. You battle with these things. And it's like, it can easily be said, oh, just give that to God. But how can you give something away when it triggers you most of the time? It angers you and you don't know how to turn it off, right? And so with dealing with these areas of your life, you know, who's the target? Your mom, people that like her, people that associate, you know, things that did happen, but they don't want to speak on it, right? Guess what? It's time to rip the Band-Aid off and heal. Because guess what? The way that you were mothered, it may have not been right, but it's time to heal, because guess what? The enemy is running rampant all over the place. And he wants to disengage you from your mother. He wants you not to talk to her again. And rightfully so, if you've been bruised, right? But God calls for healing in all areas of our lives. You get one chance to have a mother. Whether she loved you her best, but it wasn't shown, or whether she loved you and she did not show it. I can go on and on and on about the betrayal of a mother's love. But guess what? That will get me nowhere. It will bring hindrance. It will bring more pain. But guess what? I choose to heal. And whether you choose to heal or just, you know, allow God to heal and you don't want to sever the relationship or you don't want to do this, that you make. But in fairness, have you really gave the relationship a try? Have you really just set your eyes to say, you know what, Lord, I really want to heal and I really want to know what it feels like to have a non-toxic, non-dysfunctional relationship with my mom? Because in your heart of hearts, you love her. In your heart of hearts, you care about what happened, but that pain and that fear is fueling the doubt, right? And so to come up out of that, you have to surrender everything to God, not just pieces, not just a little bit. And over the course of time, it's going to take you yielding everything to God, you yielding that heart to God, you yielding that pain to God, you're surrendering everything to God, because as you give it to God, he can mend those areas in your life with your mom and bring peace and bring clarity and bring understanding in ways that you may have not imagined it. Because if you look at your younger self and you look at yourself now, look at how much more of yourself that's missing in the areas where you wish your mom can be a part of things. But pain is hindering your relationship from growing. Sometimes some things can be so severe to where It could stop the very thing that God wants to do in personal relationship and also in ministry. Because when you know you're called to do something, oh, the enemy loves to bring up your past. He loves to smear it in your face. He loves to throw it back in front of you to keep you from where God wants you to be. So there's going to be some times to where you have to just drown out everything and purpose your ears to hear God. Purpose your understanding to see what you can't see in the natural and purpose them to see it in the spiritual aspect. Because guess what? Your mom may have not meant that hurt. She may not have meant to do some things. She may not have meant to put you on the back burner. She may have done the best that she could have done. And with youthful eyes, you're probably saying, well, I don't think so, or I don't know. But when you yield that thing to God and begin to understand with his mindset, you'll begin to understand, you know what? I can't keep on living in the past. I can't keep on doing this. I need to break free of some things. And when you start to break free of those things, you break generational curses. You start to align where God wants you to do in your life. You no longer let that relationship hinder you. You no longer allow that relationship to dictate how you're going to break free in all areas of your life. Because guess what? Love is unconditional. We hear that. But agape love is unbreakable. Sometimes you have to be what you need in your life and also what you need to your mother. A lot of times we can say, I'm not the parent. But guess what? Somebody has to break the ice. Somebody has to be the mature one. Whether she hurts you and you let it just, you know, grow into hatred, grow into dysfunction deeper, grow into toxicity in a deeper, messed up way, you gotta allow God to put a period on that past. You gotta let God put a period on that pain. You can no longer exile that pain and just throw it somewhere and then, you know, it be suppressed for all this time and then something in your life will rupture and then everything will come back forcefully. If you don't deal with it, trust me, I know. So in order to walk this thing out, you got to learn how to allow God to mend everything, mend the brokenness in that relationship. Because one day, either you're going to become a mom or you're going to want a better relationship with your children. And you're going to want those empty spaces in your life with your mom to be whole again. Because the way that you do that, let everything go, and I mean everything. The past, what's happening now, and allow God to start ordering your steps and healing. Do not let the enemy pervert your mind with brokenness, with scars, with unmeasured things that have happened in the past. Your rap sheet with your mother can be long, long. Sometimes she may have said something to you that was hurtful. But guess what? Time goes on, but hurts can still linger if you do not submit it unto God. And so with that, there's responsibility when you go into a healed place. You have to watch your words. You have to watch your attitude. You have to watch the thoughts that you think towards your mother. And in doing that, even if she, for lack of a better word, pisses you off, you have to make sure you still order your words. Because what does God tell us? We have to honor our mother, that our days will be longer. We don't want to be cursed. We don't want to sit up here and be in a way where we're in line one day and then something happens and we're all over the place. We have to learn how to get control of our emotions. Sometimes our emotions can run us rapid, and then we can go all off the road again, right? So there comes a time that everything has to come under subjection and to the authority of God. How does this take place in our life? We have to be honest with ourselves of what hurt us, in our relationship with our mother, whether great, small, or indifferent, whether you started it or she started it, you have to come to a place to say, you know what, this is not right. I cannot hold on to this anymore. And when you start to submit everything to God, layers of pain and time will begin to fall off. But you have to be honest. You can't keep on running around this circle and saying, oh my gosh, this happened, but I don't know how to let it go. The know-how to how to let it go is to have that real conversation with God. Get personal with him. Get personal with him. It's not always about, well, Lord, this person hurt. No, we're putting names on it. God, I feel indifferent with my mother. God, I feel indifferent about the pain that is still lingering inside of my heart. Lord, I want to let this go, but I don't know how. Give me steps. Give me direction. That's how you start to begin the process of really engaging with this thing when it comes to knowing how to let this go, how to let it go. And in doing so, you'll begin to see how God will move you into a place of comfort in him. You'll begin to see, you know what? I can't draw back. You'll get frustrated. You'll have thoughts of wanting to say something. But guess what? You have to learn how to shift. You have to learn how to say, you know what? Nope. I have to bridle my tongue. And I had to learn that the easy way and the hard way. I had to learn how not to allow my frustration to get the best of me. Come on, because we have to unmask this thing. Not only are we going to unmask it, we have to learn how to identify it. We have to learn how to be honest and not be reckless with our lives, with our mouths, with things that we know that are going to scar and hurt people. We got to be honest. And if you went off the handle this week, repent and ask God to forgive you for saying mean things to your mom, for hollering, for screaming, for wanting to be combative. Come on, my hand is raised. I'm guilty. But we have to learn how to process this pain, how to process something that has been growing for so long. We got to learn that the stronger that we get in God, the more vulnerable we have to become in him, with him. We have to allow God to see us naked. And we have to come before him, unrobed in the spirit. When times of adversity comes in relationships with our mothers, we cannot let the past trigger us and bring up things that are going to compromise what God is doing. This is a real touchy subject for me. And I'm going to just be honest. I wanted to make some decisions today that was going to not please God's heart. I told God, I said, Lord, I'm hurt. I can't do this anymore with my mom. And he told me to make a better decision. Currently, I am partly responsible for my mother's well-being. Not that she needs it or whatever, but, you know, she's older and she needs help, you know, getting here, because she doesn't drive. She needs help with, you know, personal stuff. And I was like, Lord, I had to have a real conversation with him. I'm all like, Lord, why me? And I had to stop questioning his will, because I remember God telling me that myself and my mother were going to do ministry together. And it seems like certain stuff had begun to irritate me about her. And I had to cast that thing down. I had to literally get before God, even when I was frustrated. Today, let's just be honest. There are some times where I'm just like frustrated. I'm like, God, no, I can't do this. And God is like, stop seeing stuff from where you are right now, right? Start seeing stuff from where I promised you. And that was a hard thing to do. It was hard. It was hard. And I had to buckle down. I had to buckle down and just really listen to the voice of God instead of what I wanted to do. And in doing so, I had to crush the lies of the enemy. I had to crush the lies of the enemy. I had to crush the lies of my past concerning my mother. The lies of, oh, we're never going to be close. Or we're never going to be together for purpose and personal. I can't view how I feel right now. I can't do it. I have to look at the situation differently, you know, and not keep on pulling on what was. I have to look at what God promised me, and I have to lay down the torment, lay down the lies of the enemy, lay down the pain of the past, and I am encouraging you all to do the same. I am encouraging you all to set boundaries in your thought process, declaring to go against what God says. Because when you do that, you are putting yourself in alignment with the will of God. You are putting yourself in alignment with what God has said. And when you do that, you find freedom, you find joy, you find peace, even when it hurts. The Bible tells us that we can be angry but sin not. Sometimes I come in this room where I'm sitting in my office, and I'm telling you, I cry, I find peace, I get frustrated, but I correct myself. I do heart checks all the time because it's healthy and it's right. And in doing that, the clarity that I find, the peace that I find, the willingness to say, you know what, it's another way to do this. It gets better. It gets better. And so I don't know what your story is for the ones that are listening and will listen later to this broadcast. I don't know what your story is. I don't know your frustration. I don't know what your upbringing has been like. I don't know the difficulties of your day-to-day. But I want to encourage you to fight through it with all that you have. And know that God will see you through. He will stand for you. He will fight for you. He will uphold you when you are doing the right thing. He will not neglect your heart. And when you find the areas of that pain, shove it on the altar. Because sometimes when we lay things down that hurt, we tend to pick them back up. Just, you can lay it on the altar respectfully, but when I say shove, I mean gently. Just, you know how, like, you can be in, and I'm just using this metaphor right here. You know how, like, you can be at a restaurant where they are serving your food right before you, and it's hot, and they're just messing around with those knives, and they're filleting the meat, right? And they're making sure that it does not burn, making sure that they get it on the plate expeditiously, right? That's how we have to be with this grief, with this pain. We got to make sure that we annihilate it out of us by placing it on the altar and by decreeing that we are not going to take it back and decreeing that we are not going to mess it up this time. Because where God has us is contingent on our obedience to get there. Where whatever calling that God has on your life, young man, young woman, older man, older woman, you have to allow God to shift you from pain to purpose. There's a lot of things that builds up in the process of your pain. But there's a lot of cloudiness that can keep your focal point bound up, that can keep your ear gates locked away from hearing pivotal points that God wants you to do. You gotta really know the heart of where God is leading you in this time of healing from mother wounds. You gotta get to that place where you're no longer bound, where you're no longer or is going to allow anything to hinder you. You know, God loves you a lot, more than you can know. And he has set a charge on your life, right? As well as mine, to take over the enemy's camp. And when I say take over, I mean take over and free people with your story. Free people from the gates of hell. You know, because a lot of times pain happens and it's ugly, it's raw, it's nasty, it doesn't feel right, it's crippling, it's a whole bunch of stuff. But the thing about God is when we submit our lives to him, right, he's a burden bearer. He's a pain taker. He can renew your heart, your mind, and your spirit as long as you give up what's holding you back. I want you guys to do something for me and be serious and compassionate when you do this. If you're close to your mom, reach out to her. If you live in the same state as your mom, visit her. If your mom is no longer here, my deepest condolences. If you have not got it right with your mom and she's no longer here, I want you to free that pain by writing her a forgiveness letter. Not for her, but for your freedom. I want you to, it doesn't matter if it's long, if it's short, if that's all that you have to muster up, but I want you to be kind in this letter. I want you to be real kind in this letter to your mother. And I want you to keep this letter in a precious place. For the ones that still have their mom, I want you to have a conversation with your mom. And I want you to be so respectful and so gentle with her. No screaming. No cursing, no backlash. I want your first words to be, Mom, I forgive you. You know what that does? That takes away any strength from the enemy on both sides. It takes away any argument, any frustration, any lingering of what could happen the wrong way. When you do things in order, it gives the enemy no room to come in and to evade what God is doing in your life. To be reconciled with your mom, is precious. It's joy. It's peace. Let me tell you this. I'm still healing, but I can go to my mom when I'm crying and hug her now. I could never do that in times past. I can go to her even while I'm still healing from the wounds that she placed on me as a child. And even in my adulthood, I'm open enough to say, you know what, I need to talk to you about such and such. But as I'm growing, I'm learning how to take the protection off, to take the guard down when I need to. It's something when you're in a healing place where you don't see the layers of pain as much as you used to, where you can allow God to interrupt the enemy's plans to try to use that very pain against you. I want you guys to release everything that hinders you right now and submit it under the authority of God. There's something about a release that you have before God. And even if you go into a worship, that's okay. Even if you cry all night long, that's okay, because that's healing. That's healing. That's healing. And it does something to you in a positive way. In a positive way. You have to shift, redirect, and praise. One more time. Shift, redirect, and praise. You're shifting your mind, you're redirecting your focus on God, and you're giving Him your praise. You're giving Him the outpouring. You're giving Him everything that once bound you. You're giving it to Him. And so as you give it to Him, I want to remind you of Jeremiah 29:11. It walks us into a place of freedom where God thinks highly of us as His children. I know it by heart, but I want to read it. Because it's something when you read, excuse me, the Word of God, it does a cleansing. It does something for you. It does something for me each time. And it's so powerful, I live with this scripture above my head as I sleep. And it says, Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." We know that God loves us. We know that God heals us from the very pain that we go through. And we know that God does not purpose pain in our life, but we know that He can use our pain for purpose. So with that, we know that God could do anything but fail, right? And so with that, He can do it if we trust Him with it all, right? I want to read John 3:12. Hear this in the Spirit. The scripture reads, "If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" Now, this coincides with healing. If a stranger walked up to you and said, "Be free from the wounds that your mother gave you," you would look at them like they're crazy, right? But then when you go into a place of solitude and think about it, if an angel came and just sat on your bed and said, "The Lord healeth thee from the wounds of thy mother," you wouldn't question it because you would know that you are in the presence of an angel, right? That's heavenly things. But somebody in plain clothes walked up to you and told you the same thing in a different tone, and you didn't understand it. You just thought they were probably like a kook, right? But think. Sometimes you will be entertaining angels that will have a message from God. So we have to be in tune what God is saying in both and how he forms things for us to grasp in the natural through natural things. Do not miss the time, space, or season where God is calling you to heal from these wounds. It matters that you become whole. It matters that you become free. It matters. It matters because you deserve to be authentically free. Not just saying it with lips, but saying it mind, body, and spirit. And really addressing everything. Really addressing the makeup of your character when it comes to your mother. Because when you look at it, your mother isn't all bad. She's not all bad. Why do I say that? There are some qualities about my mom that I really love. There are some qualities of myself that reflect my mother's heart. Let me tell you how. And it's quirky. We're still talking about mother wounds, but I have to lighten up the conversation, right? Because it's thick in here. I can feel it. There are some characteristics of my mom that I have. And it used to bug the crap out of me when she used to remind me that I had them. Just by some things that I did. And I said they're quirky. So I will not ever, grab anything from the front row. I always count 1, 2, 3 and take it, right? I cannot stand cold water. Right? I cannot stand just certain stuff. And I did not notice that I paid attention closely to my mom like that, to where I adapted some of those things as I grew up. And when we would be out in the store, and she would tell me, she'd be like, oh, you get that from me, I do that. I was unhealed, and it used to just irk my nerves. And now I secretly cherish those things because why? Because why isn't a word, but I said it. Because I'm growing to like her, even though some things are indifferent, some things I might not understand about her all the way. But I choose to have an open mind. I choose to love her where she's at. And every night that I tell her that I love her, I mean it. I mean, not that I didn't mean it in the past, but I make sure that I tell her, not just for the sake of telling her, but we're not promised tomorrow. So I make sure that I tell her often. I make sure that she's good. There may be some times where I'm working and she needs to go out and do something and it's taken away from my day, and God will nudge me, go take care of that with her. And I'll be complaining. I'm just like, Lord. And then I have to stop complaining because I have to know that I'm doing everything to make sure that she gets back home safely. You know, when your mother is up in age and, you know, may not drive or may not have a good sense of direction because it's a new town, and, you know, you're young and you have a good sense of direction and you drive, you want to make sure that they feel comfort, right? And so that was a task today. I had to drop everything that I was doing and make sure that, you know, she got out and did the things that she needed to get, because the sense of direction in this new town, she doesn't know it, and I do. And so that taught me a lesson. What if I wasn't available or wasn't here? She may have got lost. I'm going to share something else. And it's personal, but this is going to help somebody. So the other day, a fire started in our home. And my mom hysterically came to my room and was like, I need help, help me. And all I seen was fire, fire, like flames of fire in the kitchen. And it scared me. It scared me so bad to where I thought I was going to lose my mom because she was so close to the fire. Now, mind you, she's fine, though. She didn't get harmed from the fire, but it's just the fire was so close. It didn't damage anything in the house, but, you know, I put it out and everything like that. And the only thing we have to do is, like, paint the cabinets because it just went up. The fire department came out just to make sure everything was fine. But when it was happening, I had to go into leader mode and just get that stuff out of there. And hours went by, and I was like, we have to pray. Because what God showed me was the enemy wanted to disfigure my mom's face. And I just had to give God praise. I was like, you know what, Lord? I thank you for sparing my mom. Because what if I would have been asleep, or if I would have took a nap, or had I not been here, and she would have been, you know, in this house by herself? I couldn't have. I don't know what could have happened. Or if she would have had a disfigured face. I don't know what would have happened. And I thought about that, and I was like, you know what? No. It's time to step up and take more responsibility. No more cooking for her. Because my mom, she had a stroke. She had a heart attack. But she's still, you know, active and alive. She's still functioning. Like, she's not disabled or anything like that. But as you get older, no matter how independent you are, you still get tired. And I had to shift my mind. I don't see my mom as like an old lady, because she don't look old. She still look youthful, but she's older in body, right? And so I'm all like, she's independent. She can do this. She can do that. So I'm all like, she called my older sister and told her what happened. My older sister gets on the phone with me and was like, Mom can no longer cook. No, you have to step up in that area. And I was like, okay. So that night, yesterday, I cooked for her and everything like that, and I made sure she was okay. And here was the frustration. I was like, Lord, this is another task, yada, yada, yada. And he had to bring me back into appreciation, right? It comes into play to where in order to be obedient to God, you got to be obedient to God, not just when you feel like it, but when he tells you to do something without complaint. And sometimes it's hard, right? And I'm like, and those thoughts start coming back. Well, she never did this, and God was like, no. Stop drawing from the past. And what I want to encourage you guys is, just by me sharing that, is that God will take stuff that happened to grow you closer to your mother. He will take stuff that the enemy meant for bad and draw it into purpose for good. And I've learned since this past week, because it was just a few days ago that this happened, I've learned, and I'm still learning, how to be more gentle, how to be more kind, how to be more compassionate, how to not think on those things from the past and not let things trigger me. It's an uphill climb. It is. It is. I'm not going to lie. It's an uphill climb. But I'm learning. how to digress from a whole bunch of stuff. And it's a lot, but I'm learning. I am learning because there's a lot of things that I still have to do for the kingdom. There's a lot of things that I still have to do in my own personal life, in my ministry, and even in me coming up as a future mom, a future wife. There's things that I still have to do. And I will no longer allow the past from my mother's womb to dictate who I am, who am I going to become in the future, how I celebrate daily with my mom. And I want you guys to grab a hold to everything that has been said. Learn how to nurture your relationship with your mom as you are healing. Learn how to be comfortable with talking with your mom. Learn how to celebrate her. And even as you are celebrating the love that is growing, you know, whole again in your relationship with your mom, learn how to breathe free and break boundaries. You have to learn how to break boundaries. And that's going to be a ripple effect, because once you learn how to break those boundaries, you are breaking curses off of your family from the fifth and sixth generation. And you're going to have to go into a season of much prayer, much fasting to break these things off, pushing back your plate, making sure that you heed to the word of God, making sure that you don't allow stubbornness or self-sabotage to come into alignment with what God is doing. You got to break that off. Once you break that off, you got to learn how to continually be in the face of God. If journaling helps you, do that. If listening to soaking music, prophetic soaking music before God, as you begin to submit these things daily in freedom, once you submit them, they're submitted. But you worship God for the healing. You praise Him for the healing. You walk in victory. We know that it's already done, but you walk in your truth. Walk in your moment of freedom daily. Surround yourself in the things that God has called you to and that He called you out of. Break those barriers. Break those mind battles. Shift to a different place. Shift to a place of freedom, a place of praise. You deserve a relationship with your mother. You deserve to be whole, free, and secure in the love that your mother has for you. You deserve to willfully acknowledge that I love you, Mom, without feeling broken, without feeling like you're going to break into pieces if she doesn't say it back. You deserve to rightfully have every void filled with the love of God first and then your mother. Shatter the enemy's perspective. Do not allow him to continue to abuse your pain from your past in your presence, and he will not have the audacity to try to come and hinder your future. Mm-mm. Not so. You have to be equipped. I want to read another scripture, and we're going to come from Jeremiah 25 and 50. Because we have to learn our strength. We got to learn the armor, really. You got to learn this armor. It's powerful. It is powerful. I'm sorry, Jeremiah 50 and 25. This armor is powerful. And it's needed daily for us to battle, okay, and to overcome the enemy's strategy, to overcome what he tries to get us to agree with while we're sleeping, because the enemy will try to get you to agree because our subconscious is still woke. And so you have to allow the enemy to be scattered, him and his imps. They have no power. So let's go to Jeremiah 50 and 25, and it reads as follows. The Lord hath opened his armory and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation, for this is the work of the Lord God of hosts. In the land of the Chaldeans. So, we want God to do something in this place while we're healing. I'm also going to continue to read until verse 26 and 27. It says, come against her from the utmost border, open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. Guess what? God is going to visit every hollow place that the enemy tries to come in and sit on to try to weary you, to try to dismantle your healing. God is going to set you free. And it is setting you free and has set you free. You just have to walk victoriously in it and has set me free and has ordered our steps purposely in him. So we are going to close out in prayer, and we are going to declare some things with every mind clear and every heart fixed on God for their healing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every heart, for every mind, for every soul that is calling for healing in their life with their mom. We ask, Father God, that you go to the root of this pain and that you free it on tonight, that you begin, Father God, to impart love, peace, and joy where there is none. We ask, Father God, that you plant forgiveness, that you plant, Father God, wholeness right now in the name of Jesus. That everything, Father God, that is not like you, Father God, be scattered. We thank you, O God, that you said at a time of trouble you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. I am glad that you guys were here and that you guys have allowed this broadcast to minister to your spirit. Be blessed and know that God loves you. And know that your healing is important. Be blessed, and may you not be the same. Visit Mend the Vow for daily encouragement and motivation, and follow me all across the board on social media at mendthevow.com. Also, be sure to go and subscribe to my YouTube channel because I do upload videos every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Be blessed with the love of God. I love you, but God loves you best. Goodbye.